Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Cloud Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Enix. Just want to thank you for listening in to today's show. If you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio for the first time and have not heard any of our past episodes, please take a moment, check out our past episodes on our website. It's www.cloudtalkradio.com. Listen to some of our past interviews with other great industry leaders. You can also find us on Twitter and LinkedIn at Cloud Talk Radio. Well, I just want to say Happy New Year's to everybody. I hope you're excited for the New Year's. I'm really excited, and I would love to hear maybe what some of your New Year's resolutions are this year. I'm going to go ahead and tweet out a few of my New Year's resolutions on Twitter, so feel free to tweet at us some of yours, and we'll push some of those New Year's resolutions out through our social profiles. Well, I'm looking forward to a New Year's resolution that I talked about last week, and I just wanted to give you guys an update. I've made the choice to go ahead and walk 3 miles 3 days a week, and I'm also reducing the amount of sugar I have. And I actually just wanted to share that I feel great this week. I've actually never felt better. It's kind of interesting how much sugar can affect one's body. Actually, I've been doing some research on it and just realizing that actually a lot of type 2 diabetes can be linked to overdoing your sugar intake. So sugar is actually quite an interesting area of study and research. If you've ever had a lot of headaches, that was something I was dealing with actually, and realized actually that it was probably due to not just processed sugar, but even fruit sugar for me. Anyway, just really enjoying that. It's been great to just get out and walk 3 miles as well and view nature and enjoy that. So I'm going to be doing that for the next few months. One thing I am also looking into is a cleansing system, either a juice cleansing system or something else. I wasn't sure if maybe any of you listeners had done a personal cleansing system that you would recommend. If you do, go ahead and either tweet at me or send us an email at questions@cloudtalkradio, and I'd like to hear what system worked for you as I'm looking to get one here in the next few weeks. Well, in other news, we had our financial meeting here this last week at Fannett, and just looking forward to some new grounds of financial goals and focusing on new marketing campaigns that will be showcasing some of our marketing results we delivered to clients in 2014. Well, last week we had a wonderful guest, Steve Peterson, with us, and we were talking about the top leader quotes to help you break out from the pack in 2015. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Channel for Sellerstone, Inc. The title of his book is The Great Accounting Cloudland Rush, and is based upon the top 140 quotes made at the QB Connect conference you may have been at. Be sure to check out that episode on Cloud Talk Radio. We cover some really great topics. Magic Johnson was at that conference as well, and some other great leaders in the business world that just had some fantastic ideas, nuggets of truth to bring into the new year for you as you're thinking about accomplishing your New Year's resolutions. Well, today we're going to be talking with Mike Milan, who is the Senior Vice President of Finagraph. They provide financial intelligence on demand, and today's topic is interpreting financial data, how to turn ratios into actions for your small business. And if you're an accountant out there or a small business owner, this is right up your alley, because every day we look at our financials and we try to figure out, okay, what are the best actions I should be taking, leading my team, and so on and so forth, to have more success with our business, to have more success with our clients. We literally just had our Fannett meeting on this last week, and one of the things that we talked about was how important it is for owners to bring in a good income and be rewarded for their hard work, and also to translate that into the leadership of their employees, to provide rewards for leadership for them. But how often sometimes do business owners actually not reward themselves first? It's important to make sure you're rewarded financially, that you have those incentives in front of you. So just something we've been thinking about. Well, we're going to get to this morning's interview here in just a second, but let's go ahead and hit this morning's commercial break.
Are you a business owner or accountant looking to get an edge over your competition? Are you looking to save time as well as generate more revenue for your business? Well, then you need to check out cloud9realtime.com. Cloud9 Realtime offers business owners and accountants a fully cloud-based desktop of QuickBooks and business applications in a central location. You'll be able to collaborate more effectively with your customers on QuickBooks and discover more efficient business hosting tools. Save time for yourself and your clients, as well as gain access to the Cloud9 Realtime community, which provides you with information and tools you need to help your business grow. Visit cloud9realtime.com today to learn more. That's cloud9realtime.com.
Well, welcome back to Cloud Talk Radio. This is Keith Enix. Thank you for listening in today as we talk about interpreting financial data, how to turn ratios into actions for your small business. We have Mike Mylan with us. He is the Senior Vice President of Finagraph, and he is going to be talking to us on financial intelligence as he works with a company that provides financial intelligence on demand. And we'll be talking more about what Finagraph is later on. We'll have Mike Mylan give us a little bit of what that's about and how that can help your business. Well, Mike, it's great to have you with us today. Why don't you go ahead and start off just talking a little bit about yourself and how you ended up as a Senior Vice President of Finagraph, and also how the topic today, just from an overview, is going to help our listeners be more effective with their financials.
Keith, I've got to tell you, thank you very much, sir, for having me in. You know, I've been following the show for a year. I met Robert Chandler about a year ago and really got excited about what you guys were doing. So I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to speak to your audience today. And, yeah, I want to talk to them about a little bit what we're doing at Finagraph, but more importantly, you know, where I fit in to their relevant day-to-day work. You asked me just to talk a little bit about myself. You know, I don't think there's ever a direct path to where we start to where we finish, sure. Right? So, you know, let's set aside my first job. I was a state trooper in Missouri for 7 years. But after that, I became one of those serial entrepreneurs. Finagraph happens to be my ninth startup-type venture. So prior to this, I was probably the typical small business owner that your clients are used to dealing with. You know, I had a hotel staffing company. I had 3 bar restaurants. I had multifamily housing units. And I sold that company in 2011 and became a consultant and did work all over the country and, you know, really got to know what it was that these ratios or these financial statements look like and how to apply it in daily life. You know, how to take those numbers and make it into an action. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today is how to make that happen.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that is so confusing in the accounting field is you have, and you mentioned before the air, we were talking just a little bit about how this has been talked a lot about this year, but you have data, but turning those into action points. And what does that mean to you?
Well, I've got to tell you, what it means is how do I take, you know, my accountant's knowledge and the pieces of paper that he puts the financial statements on and turn that into something I can do as a priority of work that really has a meaningful impact into my cash position. Or what I like to tell people is, how does it help me build transferable value in my company? Maybe I don't intend to sell it, but there's some way I want to build transferable value, either to a legacy, passing it down to my own family, or selling it off. But I want to keep something as a going concern and be able to generate as much cash and profitability as I can. You know, that's why we go to work.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about priorities, and we had a couple shows about just New Year's resolutions in 2015. And I think that this show is just such a great follow up here at the beginning of the year. And as we talk about just some of the financial things you can do to help out your business, and while you're making your financial goals, maybe when you're thinking of taxes and all those types of things, how to create some action points from some of these things that you're getting from your accountant. Now, as a small business owner, Mike, sometimes it's frustrating because you get this information, you don't get these action points. If they're dealing with an accountant like that, what are some things they can do? How do they figure that out on their own?
Well, I mean, great question. And what I used to do, and I'm going to start there, I actually set aside 5 different things a month. And most of these small business owners like me, we get stuck working in our business. That means I'm dealing with that day-to-day transactional stuff. Yeah. You know, how does my inventory look? How does my employee relate to the customers as far as the customer service thing, but I'm not working on my business. I'm not taking that step back and working on my business to see how all of those pieces interact and create dynamics within, you know, the business itself. So what I always, you know, when I was a consultant and what I did in my own businesses was I created what I call initial financial indicators. And it was five things, right? Five things that I would ask my accountant, my CPA, to provide me every month with the financial statements. I say, listen, you can't just hand off the financial statements and walk away. I need a little bit more information. So, and you can use anything for your business, but what I used was just trends. How are my sales doing? How is my net doing? How are my expenses doing? Just trends. You can see that in an instant. And it only takes about 7 to 10 minutes, you know, Keith. So, you know, so you're looking at trends. You're looking at, you know, how is my debt to equity? How much does the bank have in versus how much do I have in my own company? The other thing I looked at was how is my gross margin, the change in my gross margin month over month, year over year, how does that compare to the change in my operating expenses? Because they should either be equal or my gross margin percentage should be greater than my operating expenses. So I wanted to know that instantly. The opposite trend means I'm going to run out of money. I also looked at misfinancing. You know, 60% of the small businesses in this country are misfinanced. That means they're using short-term money, a short-term loan product, for a long-term asset. So, and for an example, maybe I bought a tractor, but I bought it with a credit card. There may be a possibility where I'm burning through cash and interest. Yeah. You know, the other thing I looked at was just, you know, how were my operating expenses? I think we covered that, but yeah, four or five things that are four or five things. I think EBITDA was the other one I really tracked as well. So, but you need to have something that you can do. And what I use that five pieces of information for is it set my priority of work. You want to know what to work on next? The one that has the biggest, you know, red flag, right? Which one am I doing the worst in? And that's where I started to work at the next month.
So inside of these five trends, is there one or two or a couple that you really see as usually a big problem within businesses that you work with?
Well, I've got to tell you, I mean, when we started Finagraph, well, 4 years ago, it was primarily a banking product. We work with bankers who were working with small business owners. And by virtue of just doing, you know, working in that partnership, CPAs were getting involved. They say, hey, wait a second. This is something we need to know as well. And what I thought we did well with Finagraph is put all three of those on the same piece of paper, right? They're on the same platform so they can communicate. One of the issues of the main ratios that came out that there was some odds or some people that, you know, had great amount of debate against was debt to equity. You know, and people say, well, what is debt to equity? Right?
And it, yeah.
Well, because you don't use it, especially if you're a dry cleaner, you run a little hair salon and you do these type of things. You don't really understand what debt to equity is or how it even impacts you. But it's one of the key indicators, one of the key factors that a banker looks at or an investor looks at when they want to give you money. So most people like you and I, Keith, we're probably not walking into the bank because we need a friend. You know, we go to the bank because we need money, right?
Exactly.
We want that relationship because we want a loan or a line of credit or, you know, a truck loan. It doesn't matter. So you need to understand if that's one of the factors that they're looking at, what does it mean? And what is the answer to that test, you know? So the bank looks at debt to equity, which is total liabilities divided by total equity. And that number results into a percentage of how much does an investor or a creditor have in your company versus how much do you have? And I think what I mentioned before was there was a lot of debate, a lot of discussion. It's almost like a tug of war between, you know, the banker and the accountant and the business owner because there's competing interests, right? Yeah. A banker wants you to have a lot of equity in your company because with that, they can loan $2 to $3 for every dollar you have in. They can give you two or three more. Sure. Now, on average, now, I mean, there's other risk factors that go in, but on average, it's 2 to 3 to 1. So an accountant who has your best interests in mind wants you to pay less taxes. So he's going to tell you to take that equity out of the company, you know, in forms of either compensation or distributions or expenses. That way it reduces your tax liability. Both of them are right, but you have to strike a balance because the banker's saying, I need more E to give you more D. And the accountant's saying, no, you need to take that E and put it in your pocket.
So learning to balance those two, it tends to be one of the biggest issues that you see with business owners really on their plate.
Oh, I think so, because you don't consider it, right? I mean, you kind of come up with and say, hey, I need $250,000 for X project. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't take it that step further and say, if I had $250,000, what does that do to, you know, can I even service that debt? Or can I even get that amount because I fall into the bank's lending thresholds or their parameters?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Well, why do you think it's so difficult to make the transition from data regurgitation to data interpretation?
Great. That's been the buzzwords all year.
Yeah, I know.
Don't just tell me what it is. Tell me what it means, right?
Yeah.
And what do I do next? It's difficult because, you know, not everybody has the same amount of knowledge that, you know, our accounting professionals do. You know, and the terms that they use on a daily basis and become intimately familiar with doesn't translate well to that business owner who has no knowledge of those. You know, that's maybe never heard of a quick ratio or why it's even relevant in his business.
Mm-hmm.
So where accounting professionals kind of struggle is providing themselves with tools that help that business owner understand and talk the same language. And what we've tried to do is build a platform that makes that connection, right? From accountant to banker to business owner to accountant. And everybody's talking the same language, working off the same platform towards the same goal for that business.
Yeah, it's kind of like, don't give me a bunch of numbers on an Excel sheet. Just give me something visual I can understand, right?
That's right. Exactly right. Gone are the days where, you know, a small business owner can sift through a 2-inch binder. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they need something, you know, that they can look at in 10 minutes and say, oh, here are my red flags. Here's my problem areas. I know where to work next.
Yeah, so much of focus, I would say, especially is there's more actual time to building your leadership team as a business owner as you have more of these cloud-based tools that kind of give you a quick representation of where you're at financial and where to make your next choices for leadership, as well as what it sounds like you're kind of getting at there. Mike, is that correct?
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, a lot of us just don't know what to do next, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can see the numbers, and I say, well, everybody's going to tell you increase sales. Well, that's not always the answer, right? Increasing sales, I mean, there's four different ways to make money in a company. You know, one is increase sales, but you can also have better purchasing practices on your inventory, or you can raise your prices, you know, or you can reduce your costs. So
In layman's terms, make more money or stop spending money.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
you know, if the ultimate goal is to put cash in your pocket, there are ways you can do that without just saying, go sell more.
Sure. Makes sense. Well, in your opinion, what did you experience as one of the biggest prevailing trends in the marketplace for small business and their accountants?
Well, I can tell you, I think it's exactly that. I mean, it's saying, you know, how can you take all of this information that you have in your head and give me that action plan? You know, and debt to equity is one way where you can help them monitor whether or not they have put in or taken out too much. You know, there's a way to determine, you know, there's a mathematical formula on how much you should have in your line of credit. And too many people just lick their thumb and put it in the air and say, I need 10% of sales. Well, there's an actual mathematical formula that's built in to all of these ratios that we calculate, from inventory days to your AR days to your AP days, that can be put into a formula that generates a financial need where you can determine how much money should I be asking for or what are the mechanisms in place that I can adjust. You've got so many levers as a manager. Maybe if I just collected a couple of days earlier, maybe if I, you know, didn't carry as much inventory, you know, but you as that accounting professional should be able to sit down with that business owner and say, hey, I've seen enough about your business. I can help. You know, and you position yourself as that advisor. And that's where that industry is going specifically. And we talked about the study that came out in 2013, right?
Yeah, please mention that again. What was that?
Well, Oxford University, and, you know, I went to school in Texas, so I'm not, you know, I'm not. I'm not
great. I figured you were from somewhere in the South, Mike. That's great.
Okay, but I had the opportunity to look at this, and it was something that traveled through the accounting industry pretty quickly. One of the reasons was that they put together a study that said how likely in the next 5 years was the top 100 professions likely to be automated. Those jobs likely to be automated, which means, you know, I'm doing a manual task now, and a computer can do it in 5 years.
Yeah.
The accounting professional was rated at 94% chance, which means the likelihood that that job would be automated, again, 94%. And I think you can see evidence of that even today, you know, where you can take a picture of a receipt with your camera phone, you know, or your smartphone, and it automatically generates a journal entry into the accounting system.
Right.
That's evidence that transactional-based accounting is becoming, you know, more and more automated, which means accountants are positioning themselves now to be that proactive strategic advisor, which means I now have the data and I now have the time. Let's help you make more money.
That's interesting. And I think about the accountants in the industry who maybe are not quite sure how to make a transition like that. Maybe they've been stuck in sort of this rut of crunching numbers and such, and maybe not using those tools that you're kind of mentioning. Maybe you could talk about a little bit of some of the importance, because I know these tools cost money, but is there more opportunity for these accountants to increase the amount of money they make when they make this sort of a switch, or how does that work?
First of all, it's difficult, right? Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
If I've been living in my accounting practice for the last 20 years, and, you know, I've dealt with things a certain way, it is difficult. And they all cost money. And let me just, I'll just speak about Finagraph and what our value proposition is. But I think it carries true with all of the automated software going into the into the accounting industry, which means we've taken a process, a task that our focus groups tell us it takes them 2 to 4 hours to complete the same level of analysis. We're doing it with a press of a button in 60 seconds. So what's happening to our clients is that they're doubling their billable advisory hours. That same client, that same small business owner like me, that wouldn't pay for the 4 hours of math. You know, that was one of the biggest arguments that I had with my CPAs. Is I don't want to pay you to do math. There's computers that do math.
Yeah.
You know, tell me what it means. But they can now press a button, have the math already done, and then spend 1 hour, not 4 hours, spend 1 hour telling me what it means. And I'm willing to pay for that, right? That's something I can use today.
Well, it's something you can leverage your business off of, just like what you're talking about. It's information that you, it's not just, hey, thanks for balancing this. It's, hey, thanks for giving me an action plan for making more money with my business moving forward. And that's why it's so valuable. I'm right with you there on that, Mike.
Keith, I got a phone call earlier this morning. And there was a secret to success that some accountants were using with our product. And what that was is that he says, Mike, every tax return that went out my door last year, whether the, you know, after extensions or otherwise, I printed out a copy of your Finagraph and laid it over the top and say, listen, I don't have enough time to talk to you right now, but there's some flags on your Finagraph I want to talk to you about.
Hmm.
They were able to set up sales appointments off of that.
That's fantastic. I love that. That's great. Yeah, business isn't just about doing numbers and such. There's a side of it where you're doing sales just as much, you know, and relationship building, all that kind of stuff. What a great, great tool. And we're going to talk more about Finagraph too, and what you guys maybe can do for our listeners in trying out that system, because I know we have a lot of accountants listening in. We're talking here with Mike Mylan. He's the Senior Vice President of Finagraph, and we are talking about financials and financial intelligence. Over there at Finagraph, they provide financial intelligence on demand. And our topic today is specifically interpreting financial data, how to turn ratios into actions for your small business and you accountants out there who are listening in. That goes with your clients, how you can turn those ratios that you're working on into an action plan for your clients. And not only is that going to help their business make more money, but you're actually in return going to make a little bit more money because you're doing things for them that they need. So, well, why don't you give me an example, Mike, of some of the everyday use of a balance sheet ratio for the from the perspective of a small business?
Well, you know, we've mentioned a few of them already. When a balance sheet ratio means nothing in and of itself. You have to be able to measure it against something. If I tell you that you have 72 days worth of inventory, that doesn't tell you anything about what that means. If I tell you you've got a current ratio of 2.5, that means nothing either. So what I encourage everyone to do, accountants, and again, Tenagraph's one way to do it, but there's other resources out there. You can use RMA data. You can use, you know, other products like ours, or just compare yourself to yourself last year, right?
Yeah.
But you have to measure it against something. Sometimes it's as easy as if you're looking to finance your company and want some help in the future, call your banker and say, hey, where do I have to be on these thresholds? And that way, when you're doing your analysis on a monthly basis, you'll already know when they're going to tell you yes, right? You're going to have the answers to the test. You know, the banker say you need a current ratio of 2.5, you need a quick ratio of 0.75, you need, you know, debt to equity of 2.3. And there he is. He's giving it to you. So when you're looking at it, compare it to either your industry, other companies just like yours, or some other measurement tool, what you did last year or previous years or your best year and the like.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I think of small business owners out there, even myself, where do you start with all this? How do you – where – I like to use this phrase, you can't manage what you don't know. And I know that my accountant and my bookkeeper, they know a lot. But sometimes I don't ask the right questions to them. So how do you, what are some of the right questions to ask them in setting up the right process for this?
Well, you know, and first of all, don't let them just drop off. You know, if you're the small business owner, don't let your accountant or your controller or anyone who's preparing your financial statements just drop them off and walk away. Again, I'm going to go back to the initial financial indicators that I used. And I tell you, as a consultant, I said, it's okay to start with my same five, right? I've already walked that path. It's okay to start there. And then as you get used to seeing data that way, you can then create some of your other ones that are more relevant for your company. So, and I'll just review the ones I looked at. I looked at trends, you know, and I was looking at sales and expense trends. I looked at EBITDA. What was EBITDA doing? And EBITDA is, you know, one that people get confused, but I tell you, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, if you need some context. But it's cash flow. It's a proxy for cash flow to a bank. And a bank on long-term debt is likely to lend you, as a rule of thumb only, up to 3 times your EBITDA. So if you know that and you know you have an EBITDA of $300,000, chances are you can handle or service debt up to about $900,000. And again, it's a mathematical equation, not necessarily just one that you put your thumb in the air and say, I need this much money. So EBITDA is one I track because I always want to know where I stood in case I needed funding for threats and opportunities, right? You always got to have that war chest available. The other one I looked at, you know, Keith, was, you know, of course, my debt to equity because they go hand in hand with EBITDA. Gross margin growth versus operation expense growth. Or decrease, and then misfinancing. And I like misfinancing because it was easy cash, right? Anytime that I had an opportunity to transition short-term debt to long-term debt, I took that because it reduced, you know, a 13% interest down to 7, and I put that cash back in my pocket immediately.
Now, I know what we're covering here is it's this methodology, and I know it's maybe a healthy methodology that potentially accountants and everybody's already thinking about out there in the financial world, and I know you're thinking about it, Mike. From my perspective, this is new stuff. This is something to where I wouldn't know necessarily the questions to ask. You know, I've bootstrapped, if you want to use that term, my business from the very beginning, and I've always been in the marketing field for the last 5 years, but you know, some of these things are new territory where I don't quite know the questions to ask. So I'm going over that again. I'm going to make sure and put those in the description for our listeners, just in case you know you can't quite remember what those five areas are. That way you can get more familiar with those. There's probably more information on your website too, Mike. I'm sure that we can link over to some articles that might help out with that too. So,
And Keith, I'll just throw it out there. I mean, we do have a textbook that goes over a lot of things that I'm talking about. That's from the Finagraph Academy. And what we've done on your page for your listeners is go to finagraph.com/cloudtalk, one word.
Okay.
And we have a sample chapter. It's how to deal with your banker. Right. So if you want a place to start, go download our free, you know, white paper, I'll call it. But it's really a chapter in our textbook that's used in colleges, that's used in all of our seminars around the country. But go download it. Start there. It's going to give you some great information about how to deal with your bank and understand the way they think.
Excellent. And for our listeners, too, what is your target market? What's your demographic? You know, if you could just sum that up shortly. I know we've talked kind of about a lot of different people in here in this umbrella of possible people who need this. I mean, it sounds like everybody needs it, of course, but how would you best describe your best customer for this specific tool you offer here at Finagraph?
Well, I mean, great question. I mean, ultimately, the why behind our company is to help small business owners. I mean, I think we would all agree that, you know, it's the lifeline of the economy, you know, for them to be successful. So, you know, we've chosen to sell through routes like to a CPA who then can use it with his small business base, or to the banker, you know, who can then use it with his client portfolio. We have occasionally worked with small business owners, but to us, we think dealing with their professionals and putting the right tools in the professionals' hands so that they can, you know, utilize them and get value and transfer their knowledge out of their head into a specific action plan for their business customer.
Yeah, it kind of, we do a lot of marketing, and we have a tool we use called HubSpot. It provides marketing automation to clients, and I just think that tool's not very helpful to a client if they don't know how to use it. So I would relate that probably the same to Finagraph. If I was to sign up personally, probably wouldn't help out. But if I had somebody to help me out and consult with, now if I'm a small business owner and I want to get involved with your product here, and I need consulting, too. Do you guys do that as well?
We do, but I tell you, I mean, what I'm rolling out this month is our brand-new program called the Finagraph Certified Advisor Program. So with that, on our webpage, you'll be able to find an advisor in your area. So those people that have went through our program, we do have study guides. We do have videos. They have to take a test. We have an ongoing educational support for the Finagraph advisors, where if they have a question about you specifically in your business, they can go back to our library, look up some of the things that we've done for other clients, or some of the just the, I won't say generic, but some of the methodologies that we use and employ. They'll have access to video and written libraries where they can come back to that business owner with a great action plan for them.
That's fantastic. Well, Mike, we have come to the end of our show today. It's great to have you with us, and I'm going to go ahead and put down some links over to that landing page for our listeners, the Cloud Talk page on your website, so they can check that out for themselves. Looking forward to personally checking this out more. It's great to hear that you guys are certifying people on your website so they can get on there. It sounds like even get some leads potentially through you guys if once they get certified. So that sounds really neat. Well, thanks for listening in today. We hope that you've enjoyed today's show. Be sure to check out those five areas that you need to be thinking about with your financials, and I'll be going ahead and putting that in the description for you guys. Make sure and ask your accountant if you're a small business owner or your CPA if about those areas so you can get those squared away for the new year and all your New Year's resolutions as well. Well, be sure to check out some of our past episodes. We had a great show last week where we talked about some of the best quotes from 2014 from the QB Connect conference. It was a great show with Steve Peterson, so check that out. Well, tune in every week here at Cloud Talk Radio, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We always interview great industry leaders and talk about the latest in technology. This is Keith Enix, hoping you have a wonderful week and a happy new year to all of you. Keep growing your business and keep your tools in the cloud. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.